Yo, I'm 24K going.
Unica Radio.
Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view.
I can never get attached when I start to feel unattached. Somehow I was in a feeling bad. Baby, I am not your dad. It's not all you want from me. I just want your company. Girl's obvious, elephant in the room. We're part of it, don't act so confused. And you love starting it, now I'm in the mood. Now we arguing in my bedroom. We play games of love to avoid the depression. We've been here before and I won't be a victim.
Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't tryna tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you always in the mood? Around like I'm brand new. I ain't tryna tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view.
So why you tryna pay your love on the regular? When you could be blowing up just like my cellular. I will never let a shawty go and set me up. Only thing I need to know is if you wet enough. I'm talking slick back, kick back, gang sipping 40s. You keep playing
everyone, I'm Sara and this is Unica Radio. Welcome to a new episode of the radio show Life. I'm very excited to have a new guest, Claudia Almer from Austria, that she did European Solidarity Corps project in Italy. And we are going to talk about volunteering abroad, living abroad, and everything that is important for everyone that wants to volunteer in this COVID situation. Claudia, welcome to my show. I guess it will be very funny considering that we already laugh a lot. And can you tell us something about yourself?
Okay, so hello everyone, thanks for having me. So I grew up on the countryside very close to Vienna, and I've always been doing a lot of volunteering projects. I've always done like very random jobs, and now at the moment I'm here in Cagliari for another volunteering project, this time just for a month. But last year I've been in Matera, in La Cittadella dei Sassi, for 11 months.
So you had opportunity to actually feel Italy in the right way. Later we are going to talk more about this. Now we will listen one song and stay with us. We are going to talk about Italy, about Claudia's experience.
Buzz it open for a gift. I put diamonds on your wrist. I can't buy your loving. It's never enough. I took that girl on a trip. Cause we was arguing. Ever since we stopped touching, we're not in touch. I know money can't buy your love. I guess I didn't try hard enough. But we could work this like a 9 to 5. Mama told me stop play all the games. Steady throwing dollars, expect to change. But every war ends the same. Can we just make love, not war? Oh, can we just make love, not war? Oh, I solve my problems with a check. Now I'm paying for it. You wanted nothing, nothing but love. I can't lie, I'm a mess. I'm too jealous, yes. It's so hard to trust you when I don't trust myself. I know money can't buy your love. I guess I didn't try hard enough. But we could work this like a 9 to 5. Play all the games. Steady throwing dollars, expect to change. But every war ends the same. Can we just make love, not war?
welcome back to Unica Radio. I'm Sara and today I'm talking with Claudia Almer about her volunteering experience in Italy. Claudia, can you tell us how did you choose your project and why do you volunteer in general?
First of all, I have to say I've always been quite passionate about volunteering in general. In my little community, in my little village in Austria, was always doing some little volunteering works. Also, after graduating from high school, I just didn't want to rush myself into some jobs that I didn't really like or university studies that I also didn't really enjoy. So I was just starting to do some random jobs, but then I was thinking, okay, I want some experience outside of Austria, I want to go a bit further away because I was also becoming quite passionate about traveling and about other cultures. So I wanted to really, okay, now's the point. I really have to get out of my comfort zone to really throw myself into the cold water, go to a country that I don't know the language there, and to have a very cool volunteering experience. And that's why I actually ended up stumbling upon this European Solidarity Corps platform, and then I was searching for some cool project and cool countries. So I was thinking something, okay, so either some cool country where there's the nice ocean, because I wanted to have the sea, because you know in Austria we don't have that much of the ocean.
You don't have it at all.
Exactly. But mainly I was deciding on the project because of the topic, because I was working in Matera with refugees and migrants.
Yeah, I think it's important to say to people that even if you want to go to some beautiful place, it's more important to choose project you like, especially if you want to spend 1 year somewhere. You need really to like the job you do. And can you tell us what did you do exactly?
Okay, so the things I did were connected a lot with also educational stuff, but also integration work. So for example, I was working a lot with unaccompanied minor refugees. For example, we did some workshops with them. We were teaching them English and also Italian, of course. So was also doing a lot of language courses, and we were also helping like some refugee and migrant children after school to just help them with their homework, help them with some struggles they have with the language in their new country. And next to these kind of works, we were also doing some legal work. For example, when refugees or migrants, they came to Matera and they were like, hey, how can I find a house? How can I find a job? I'm so lost, help. So we were the people that were helping them with their everyday issues. Of course, we also wanted to make some kind of sensibilization for the population of Southern Italy. Of course, there's racism and xenophobia everywhere. So we were trying to get like the migrants in touch with the local community and to make some bonding and to help tackle the stereotypes that the people had. And next to that, I was also volunteering with youth organizations. I was not only working with refugees and migrants, but also with, for example, the local youth, organizing some linguistic meetups every week, for example, where we were trying to speak some English, because maybe you know the situation of Southern Italian people with the English English skills. Yes, you also made the experience.
Yeah, but that's also good for learning Italian language, because if you don't have opportunity to speak every day English, then you force yourself to
exactly.
learn.
Exactly, that's
the
also
language.
What I did.
How difficult was for you to learn Italian? Did you have some language course? And I mean, now you speak very well Italian. How long did you take to learn it properly?
Okay, so it's quite hard to say how long it really took me, but it's also important to consider the fact that I arrived in March 2020, so just 1 or 2 days before we had the lockdown. So my first 2 months were actually just spent in lockdown. Actually, I was really using this time to learn Italian, to get to know my flatmates. And yeah, so I was actually in these 2 months, I couldn't talk with anybody outside, but I used it to learn all the vocabulary, the grammar. And when finally lockdown ended and we were free, we could go outside, I was really just throwing myself into conversation with everybody. Like really, I was at the fruit market, and I was just like starting to talk with the vendors, or at the cash desk with the people in the supermarket. I was just like talking with everybody I saw, just to have some opportunity to have some language practice. That was actually the most educational help for me, to just really talk to anybody, talk to strangers, have conversation, even though at the beginning you don't even understand the things they tell you and you can't really form any sentences, but it helps so much.
At the beginning I learned in Italian how to ask some questions, yeah. But then when I started to implement that, I realized, okay, I can ask a question, but I don't understand answers. The good thing is that Italian have a lot of gestures, so yes, I kind of understand when they say, okay, go down to the stairs, then left, right, just because they show
yes.
you. Okay, we will continue to talk about your experience, and especially experience during COVID. And now, again, we are going to listen one song and stay with us.
L'unico limite è non averla. Unica Radio. Unica Radio.
Welcome back to Radio Show Live. I'm Sara and I'm talking with Claudia and this is Unica Radio. We were talking about Claudia's experience volunteering in Italy and she mentioned that her experience was actually during COVID time. And can you tell us, was that difficult for you to spend like the first few months in COVID time when you are in foreigner country where you don't know the language, you don't know are your family and friends okay, and you actually cannot go out and explore? Because when I came here, I spent 12 days in quarantine and I felt okay, it was good because I had also opportunity to learn language and people were coming to bring me what I need, but also I really wanted to go outside and to explore the city. And I guess like 2 months in lockdown, it's not easy.
Oh yes, I mean, first of all, I think the hardest thing was just living in a city for nearly 2 months and not knowing what's around you. Every day I woke up and I was just watching what's going on out of the window. I was like, what is outside there? I have no idea. I don't know my neighbors. I don't even know, are there like some places 100 meters around in the house? I don't know. I can't go and watch. And that was actually, I think, the worst thing, to just not know what's around you and so much to explore, because I'm a very curious person and I really need to just like have a walk around the city, get lost, meet the people there, and I couldn't. So that was quite tough, let's say. But I have to admit, it was also very good to have this initial phase to just get to know my flatmates, because otherwise you're just always, okay, I want to go explore, I want to go outside, and you're not really getting to know each other that well. But we had the opportunity to really stick with each other for nearly 2 months all day long. I also see this COVID thing and quarantine as an opportunity, because at the end I also managed to do a lot of like social media content for my organization and learn a lot of Italian, and I also started volunteering with the Protezione Civile, so there were actually the moments when during the quarantine I could go outside. So I was really like, oh, there's an opportunity to go outside, but you have to do it. And I, yes, I'm gonna do it no matter what I have to do. I want to go outside. So that's why I was also working with the Protezione Civile, just giving needy people some masks or something to wash, giving also information in different languages to seasonal workers that were like not from Italy, so mostly also migrant workers. So we were actually also explaining them the situation with COVID and giving them some hygienic material, let's say. And also we were, for example, building a tent hospital for all the COVID cases that we had at that time. So I had the opportunity to kind of meet some people and to go outside during quarantine and do something good, and that was amazing.
And what was the biggest learning you had during your volunteering experience? You mentioned that you worked with different persons from different groups. So did you manage to reduce some stereotypes you had?
Okay, this for sure, yes. Because, I mean, even though I would have always considered myself a quite open-minded person, there are always some stereotypes you still have in your head, because, I don't know, I didn't really meet a lot of people like coming from, I don't know, Central African countries before, because in Austria, like, we don't have that many people from those countries. But specifically working with refugees coming, like, it was mostly like Central or Northern Africa, but also more like Asia, Bangladesh, Pakistan at the time. And it was really, really mind-opening to meet all those people and to see like, hey, what is your culture like? What's your language like? Because I didn't get in touch with those things before. So I really learned a lot about them. And it was so nice to just see like all these stereotypes, all these prejudices people have about them. Yeah, like they're hardly true and they're very amazing people. It was also very tough to see the situation they had and what they had to go through and how they were actually perceived in our countries. Like they're like, oh, they're a burden and oh God, they're taking our jobs and all of this stuff, because actually they're really just trying to survive, trying to get a new home and to provide for the families. That's why it was really important for me to just know, okay, I'm working as a volunteer exactly for those people, to just show them, okay, there's somebody who cares about them, who's not full of stereotypes and hate against them, not full of xenophobia.
And considering that this kind of subject and moments can be also hard, because when you have a life that is structured, when you have, I cannot say everything, but you have a lot of things that you can live normally, what was the hardest moment in this? And also like living in Italy, what were challenges for you?
Okay, considering the job with the refugees and migrants, probably one of the hardest part was just realizing how much is going wrong in the world, because usually we're in our privileged little bubbles and just so minding our own business and thinking, yeah, I don't want to wear this mask, and like having like, oh, I can't, oh my God, it's so hot under the mask, is like our biggest problem right now. And then you suddenly see people who lost everything, who lost their homes, who are telling you like how they were crossing the ocean and they lost their all their family members, and they don't know if their parents are still alive because they didn't talk to them for ages, or they even saw them drowning, and you really just start to overthink like all your life actually and how privileged you are. I mean, it's also a beautiful thing to see like how privileged you are, but it is for sure very hard to just see what is going on in the world and how hard of challenges other people are facing, and how actually not a lot of people notice, or they don't care, or they really don't want to know, because of course it's hard, it's much easier to just ignore it.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, thank you, Claudia. We are going to continue with the best moment of living in Italy, and now we are going to break these things with one happy song.
Unica Radio.
Unica Radio.
Unica Radio.
Unica Radio.
Raccontiamo la città che cambia.
Welcome back to Radio Show Live. I'm Sara, and with me is Claudia. We are talking about her volunteering experience, and we reached the moment to talk about the best moments of your living in Italy. What did you learn? What would you like to share about your learning and about your best moments?
Okay, it's really hard to pick just one or a few great moments, because there were a lot. But okay, let's start off with my greatest learning experience. For sure, learning Italian because it's just so good to be able to understand each other, because at the beginning it was just like so hard. I was always trying to throw myself into conversation, as I already said before, but in the end it's just so draining and it's so exhausting to not understand. Yes, you know this exactly. But then at the end, when you're just realizing, am I really understand what people are saying, and I can just have a conversation without really setting my brain on fire, because it's so hard to think about every single word and it's just like flowing out of your mouth, and it works. It's amazing. Also, now I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to learn Italian. And other great things that I learned were, for example, also a bit group facilitation, project management, because as I said, we were also organizing these youth meetups, and also learned a lot about different countries, different languages in general, because of the work with the refugees and with the migrants, and about some political situation, what is going on in the world, what are the current biggest issues, why people are migrating, for example.
So you can live now everywhere in the world, considering that you know languages.
Unfortunately, I don't know all languages yet. Alright, so thinking about some of my highlights during my volunteering experience, like one of the first things that flashes my mind is just like one particular day where I was just in the morning having like some after school help with some of the migrant students here, and I still remember how one of the girls, she had to read a book in German, what was very uncommon for me, because she was like very, very talented in languages. And we were, I don't know, do you know the Heidi?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. It was so amazing. So we were together, we were reading Heidi, and I was helping her in German. And it was so nice, because the girl, she was just like really streaming the gratitude after a lot of months of hard work and of trying to teach her some German. She was like, okay, I understand stuff, thank you. And later that day, because I really enjoy in this Italian long lunch pauses of like 3-4 hours that I'm not used to, in Austria, I mean. Yes, yeah, so I always had the chance to meet up with my flatmates or with some other friends. Yeah, one thing I really liked in Matera, for everybody that knows the city, it's full of amazing buildings, just call it buildings or caves or whatever. So we're also always walking around the city, exploring some new caves, and also going down to the canyon and having some excursions. So I was always just like discovering something new, or even seeing some wild boars, like right next to the old city. There is like this canyon, and you can see like really a lot of wildlife there actually. And as I was always around discovering there, and I had made a lot of trips in the region with some friends I made there, and making a lot of Via Ferrata and discovering some new passions and always exploring, because there's so much to explore. Yeah, I think the greatest thing about my experience are really the people I met there, of course.
Yeah, they make everything more rich and more funny. Mm. And did you miss something from home? Because it's really a long time, and for now I don't really miss, for example, home. Sometimes I feel that I would like to be in some situations with my family that they come true, like some bad thing or good thing. But did you have this kind of feelings that you miss someone or something from home?
Yeah, actually, I have to admit, it was mostly for the food. I mean, Italian food is amazing, you know, but in Austria we have also some very particular sweets, for example, that I really love, like do you know the Mannerschnitten? But in the end, it's not such a big of a deal, because my parents also, they sent me a package with those sweets.
Okay, so you didn't miss anything.
But I mean, there are just some things that are different in Italy and Austria, and I was thinking like, damn, in Austria I really like it more, like for example the waste separation system, or the fact that in general streets and everything is much cleaner. And but that was also nice to just learn how to appreciate the place you came from much more, because when you're just living in your space in your country, you just take it for granted and you think it's normal and stuff, and then you go to other places and discover, hey, here it's much worse. Oh my god, actually my country, they're doing this very amazingly. That is so nice.
Yeah, that's true. I remember one day when we had activities together to put in line, do you feel that your rights are respected in your country? You were the only one who stay in line. Yes. And it's actually very nice when you realize that you have a country and place where you feel good and where you can express yourself.
Yes.
And for the end, Claudia, what would you tell to all people who maybe think to go abroad to volunteer? Should they do it?
Oh yes, do it, guys, do it. Like really get out of your comfort zone, get out of your little bubble if you're still living in your little bubble. Really, it's the best educational thing you can ever do. It's the one of the best experiences of my life, I can say. And also for a lot of other volunteers that I met, they said like, oh my god, I'm so happy I finally decided on doing this. And you learn really for your life. You meet people that are gonna stay your friends forever. You always have another home to go back to. And also in your CV, it's an amazing thing to have like some volunteering experience. And come on, it's not like a real job, so people are really not expecting you to be perfect there. So it's really just a chance to try out so many new things, and nobody will be mad at you if you're not doing it perfectly. So you can just really increase your knowledge, your skills in so many different facets of life and have an amazing time. So yeah, guys, do it.
Yeah, that's true, especially because it's not a working environment. It's not your job. You volunteer, so it's better to try new things and to make mistakes. Mistakes are good. And you cannot learn without mistakes. Even when you learn how to drive a bike, you will fall down a lot of times. It's also the same for things you want to improve and you want to learn how to do for your profession. So, Claudia, thank you for being my guest. It was really a pleasure to talk with you, and I hope that you will come again to Italy. It's your second time here, right?
Yes.
Like to live more than a few weeks. And see you soon, or in Italy or in Austria. Maybe we should all come to Austria to see life there. Yes, and thank you all for listening to us. See you the second Friday of September with a new guest, the same place, the same me. Stay with Unica Radio. Unica Radio.